Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, you and I have both been to Alsace a number of times. We love it over there. And one of the greatest surprises when we started going was how good their sparkling wine was. It's called Crémant d'Alsace. And maybe it's the proximity of Champagne itself that has a little knowledge spillover. I don't know. But the wines are extremely well made and extremely good values.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Jenna and I actually just returned from about a 10-day trip to Alsace, and it's a nice place. The holiday season is where probably 75% of all sparkling wine is consumed. Champagne is obviously and certainly the most famous sparkler, but it is far and away the most expensive. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to explore some interesting alternatives to champagne that represent good values. And first up, as you mentioned, Alan, is Crémant d'Alsace, the sparkler from Alsace, France. Crémant d'Alsace actually became an officially recognized sparkling wine under French law not until 1976, even though they were making it before that. They are made using the traditional method, a.k.a. Méthode Champenoise. So the production technique is identical to champagne, where the secondary fermentation takes place in the bottle. It's the second most popular sparkling wine in France. Didn't realize that until recently. Just behind champagne, and the production is now topping 33 million bottles in a year. How about that,
That's
Alan?
Pretty darn good, yeah.
It's not surprisingly made with uniquely Alsatian grapes. Riesling, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Oucherat, and then Pinot Noir and Chardonnay are also often in the blends. Different houses have different blends. Here are three that I liked. From our friends at Domaine Sipmac, their Crémant, which is a blend of 50% Pinot Blanc, 25% Chardonnay, and 25% Pinot Noir. This is produced in the absolutely gorgeous town of Hunevir in Alsace. The wine is pale straw with a very fine mousse. When we say that, that means the texture of the wine with the bubbles. Pleasing aromas of apples, green apples with citrus notes over tart, crisp fruit, and a dry finish. This is great as an aperitif or for any celebratory moment. It's just a lovely bottle of wine. From another producer in Alsace, which you actually talked about a little bit a couple of weeks back, Alan, from Mosbach.
Oh, yeah.
Is their Crémant Brut Blanc. This is 50% Pinot Blanc and 50% Oucherat. So you can see this is two different grapes. This lovely wine showcases subtle herbal notes yielding to floral and peach aromatics. The flavors linger, and they finally leave you with a really clean, balanced palate. Perhaps this is the fruitiest of the three that I'm going to talk about. The wine is both elegant and hedonistic. And then last but not least is from Zinc, their Alsace Brut. This is a blend, different blend again, 60% Pinot Noir, 30% Chardonnay, 10% Pinot Blanc, totally different blend. Green apple, spice, brioche, and sort of a creamy texture are the characteristics of this wine. Surprisingly, more restrained than either the Sipmac or the Mosbach, it still leaves a really great impression. So from a pricing standpoint, the Sipmac is about $33 or thereabouts. The Mosbach is going to be $24.99, and the Zinc is going to be $19.99. These were all extremely good quality and value wines. However, both the Sipmac and the Mosbach edged the Zinc by just a hair. So, hey, I'm going to break the rules. I'm declaring a tie this week. There you have it.
Why not? Why not? Those are great, Hugh. Thank you so much. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.